很高兴看到很多孩子们。刚才我看到一个 slide。刚才他们的现实我看到一个领带。
While they were singing, I saw a picture of Thai.
刚才这个 PowerPoint 的 slide
上面。I see a PowerPoint slide.
大家感觉你看我这个领带跟刚才那个领带是不是一模一样？
Don't you see the tie I have? It's exactly the same as the tie on the slide.
Yeah. 这是我这一生第一次戴这个领带。
This is the very first time I wear this tie.
因为这是几天以前我女儿送给我的。
Because this is the tie my daughter gave me as a gift.
因为今天是父亲节，所以她给我这样礼物，我也很高兴的。今天是第一次戴这个领带。
Because today's Father's Day, I remember her gift, and therefore I'm wearing this tie as remembering the Father's Day's gift. The very first time.
30分钟以前他从 Los Angeles, give me a call.
And about 30 minutes ago, I received a call from her from Los Angeles.
他跟我讲 Happy Father's Day.
She said Happy Father's Day to me.
他说 Daddy, I love you.
She said, Daddy, I love you.
我说因为你我才成为 daddy, 因为我总共只有一个女儿，我说因为有你啊，我才今天才有办法 celebrate 父亲节哦。
And I say, it's all because of you, I'm a daddy, you are my only daughter.
那我女儿说爸爸没有你我怎么会有我呢？
And my girl said to me, daddy, if you don't exist, I won't be here.
那我说哦对啊。是 chicken and egg 的问题。
And so I say, oh, this is true. This is a problem with chicken and egg.
那我是 chicken, 你就是 egg.
So I'm chicken, you're egg.
这是我们这个妇女一个 chatting, 然后我就 prepare, 现在的讲道了。
So this is the chatting right before I prepare for the sermon today.
所以我再次来跟所有的父亲们大家一起一起共勉也一起感恩。
And therefore, I would like to use this opportunity to encourage all the fathers here. May we be thankful.
Yeah. 好，我们现在就带着一个领受的心来到上帝面前，愿今天上帝的话语使我们每一位听见，然后被上帝的灵所感动。
So why don't we prepare our hearts and to be ready to receive God's word and to be moved and touched by the Holy Spirit?
So 简短的祷告。
And therefore, let us begin with a prayer.
主，我们现在来到你面前，求主你现在圣灵的光光照我们，让我们里面被照亮，因此你差遣我们。主啊，你向我们的内心说话，谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And Lord, we thank you, we come before you, and we want to be enlightened by your Holy Spirit, by your grace, by your anointing. And Lord, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.好，我们现在请，如果有人问你这个问题，你怎么 answer?
So I would like to ask you a question. If someone asks you the following question, how would you answer?
就是现在是一个什么样的 generation?
That is, what is the age of the current generation?
这个我的 slides 好像没有完全的哈，就是这个先答案先不要秀了哈，一个个问了哈。当然你们可以看到了哈，第一个呢大家都会 answer 的，这是一个什么 generation 呢？刚才你已经看到答案。
So maybe you have already seen the answer. So when people ask you what generation is this, how would you answer?
这本来是一个 filling the blank， 你可以有任何的答
案。It's supposed to be a filling the blank type of question.
好，现在我不先不给你答案的话，你想有哪些种可能？你问同学朋友。问在亚洲的，问在美国的，不同年龄的，他会给你什么样的答案？说这个是一个什么样的 generation？
And imagine you are asking your friends, no matter in US or other continent, when you ask a question, what type of answer would you expect?
好，请问左边的你，你那边会听见什么样的答案？
How about on my left hand side? What type of answer would you expect when you ask what generation is this? What generation is this?
Oh, Okay, 这边是 get lost 的 generation.
Alright, this
okay,
is a generation who got lost.
Okay, this is silent generation. Okay?
This is silent generation.
No answer, okay?
Alright, there's
okay,
no answer.
我的右手边,
how about on my right hand side?
怎么回答你?
So okay. When you ask, what type of answer would you expect?
The same. 为什么?刚才看到有 E generation, okay.
So maybe you have seen the E generation on the slide.
Don't show.
Alright, don't show.
全部都不要show. 所以你可以有 E generation, 因为 e-commerce, you know.
So maybe you see, well, there's an E generation, there's an e-commerce.
这个 Facebook generation, 这 digital generation.
Alright, digital or Facebook generation.
这个是地球是平的。
And the world is flat.
好那个还有什么 generation?
How about any other generation? Can you imagine?
The answers.
Come on, what type of answer would you expect? Or how would you answer?
Oh, 我以为啊，在 Poughkeepsie 的 IBM 还有他们的孩子们呢，都很会考试，一个问题出来都会有答案。结果发现好像是不是哦。
I thought this is IBM town. If I give a question, people are able to answer with many type of answers, including their children.Now I realize this is not so.
Yeah. 因为这个没有标准答案，因此你就很难回答啦。
Because there is no standard answer, therefore it is hard to answer.
Oh, come on, 这个是很简单的。这个你可能是个 i 世代啊。iPod, iPhone, iPad, Apple,
So this could be an i generation, iPod, iPhone,
iPad,
iPad.
是 eye-centered generation.
It's an eye-centered generation.
所以这个是现在这个时代变得非常的快。
So this generation moves very fast.
Yeah, 这个是所以我们就看一下现在的 e-generation.
So let us look at the e-generation.
我在两个月前呢，有 East Coast 从 New Jersey 过到 LA 来看我的一对夫妇。
And about some time ago, a couple came from East Coast to West Coast to visit me.
他到了 LA 以后，他就租了一个车，所以他过了一个礼拜就来看我。
So he rented a car, and after a week, he came to my house and see me.
他到了我家以后的第一句话就跟我这样讲。
Once he arrived to my house, the very first word he said to me is,
他说，牧师，你一定要帮我这个忙。
He said, Pastor, you have to help me out this time.
为什么他告诉我他要帮他什么忙呢?
So what type of help he was asking?
因为他 rent 一个非常高级的车子。
Because he rent a very high class and very, very good car.
所有的东西都是the electronic 是 touch panel 的。
So it was filled with electronic, gadget and everything was controlled by touch screen.
但是有一个问题就是他们开车的时候很危险。
However, there is a problem. That is, when they are driving, it creates many dangers.
就是在那个 driver 上面的那个照后镜呢，上面有好多个按钮。
That is, on the rear view mirror, there are many buttons they can touch.
但是他们找不到一个 button 是可以调整这个照后镜的。
However, they couldn't find a button that can adjust the rear view for the mirror.
但是你不要担心，他们两夫妇呢，都是在电脑公司上班上的，从电脑公司刚刚退休的。
However, don't worry about them because for they have worked for a computer company for their life. They just retired from their secular job.
所以他们两夫妇呢，把那个 manual 呢，从 face to face 啊，全部都读过了。
And therefore, they took the challenge and start to read the manual from cover to cover.
但是还是找不到这个 button, 所以他们开车感觉非常的危险。
And however, they still couldn't find the button to control, and therefore they feel they are in danger while they were driving the car.
所以E世代的 end 就是牧师的开始。
So the end of each generation is the beginning of the pastoring.
所以他们说牧师，请你帮我忙。
And therefore they ask pastor, could you help us?
我说我早就离开这个 digital 的 generation 已经太久了，我这个professional 有点搞不清楚，我也不读 manual.
And I said I already left the digital world for so long. I already not working on computer for quite some time. I have no idea what's going on.
所以我就说好吧，我来帮你吗？
And they say, all right, let me give a try.
然后我就坐上他车子。
And therefore, I sit on the car.
然后我就拿那个照后镜这样子 动了一下。
And then I start to touch the rear view mirror a little bit.
然后我问他们说，哎，你说那个什么问题？我怎么不觉得这个有什么问题啊？
And then I say to them, so what is the problem? I still don't understand your problem.
他们看到我用 manual 去移动的时候，他们两个非常的 embarrassed.
And then once they realized I was moving the mirror by my hand, they feel so embarrassed.
哇，这个就是 E generation.
Now we are truly living in E generation. People don't even know how to operate things.
Filling the blank. 无论是 E generation, I generation, 而且这个时代是一个国家破产的时代。
So this generation is also a generation of bankruptcy.
冰岛以后是希腊，希腊以后不知道是不是西班牙。
Iceland after is Greece, and after Greece is Spain.
然后这个时代，而且是一个天灾人祸的时代。
And this generation is a generation of worldwide catastrophe.
不知道日本完了以后是印尼的地震海啸，接下来会不会是 the California 的大灾难
？So we don't know. After Japan, could be Indonesia, and after Indonesia, could be something will happen in California.
这个时代也是中国人一直期盼的，就是东风压倒西风的时代。
And this generation is also a strong Chinese driven and influenced culture generation.
我们也知道好像是这个亚洲成为世界的中心的一个时代。
And all of a sudden, the tension of the world shift to Asia.
但是这个时代同时也是个见怪不怪的时代。
And however, this generation is also is a generation of desensitization.
这个时代已经会是这个男人跟男人结婚，女人跟女人结婚的时代。
And now there's a generation we feel there's nothing strange about a man married to a man, a woman married to another woman.
因为没有过十年以后，也许有个男人到政府去登记，他要跟一个桌子结婚，你也不要觉得奇怪。
So even after 10 years, if you see someone want to marry to a table, please don't feel there's something weird about this guy.
因为这个国家在立国以来第一个到现在居然现在有总统支持同性恋婚姻的。
Because this is the very first time in American history ever a president now going for the same-sex marriage.
所以two years ago, 那个 Hillary Clinton, 他讲到在年底的时候他对未来的一个预测。
So about two years ago, Hillary Clinton gave a speech regarding to the perspective of the nation.
他说这个未来的世代是什么呢？
And she said the future generation is like this.
就是啊，没有人能够 predict 的世代。
That is a generation that you couldn't predict what will happen.
所以这现在是这样子的，很多不同的描述来描述这个时代。
So and therefore we know there are so many adjectives describing this.Particular generation.
但是我们今天要看圣经里面也有对于这个世代在那个时候耶稣告诉我们到底用什么角度来看一个 generation.
However, if we open our scripture, we realize Jesus also gave some comment and gave the generation at the time, telling them what generation people are living in.
如果他用那个用上帝的眼光看那个时代，那你就用同样的眼光看我们今天的时代。
If Jesus used the perspective from God to view and judge the generation at the time, let us use the same view to view the generation we are living in today.
好，我们先看马太福音第11章20到24节，因为我要用马太福音11章12章来看耶稣怎么对于当时候的世代的一个评论。
And therefore, let us turn to scripture, Matthew chapter 11, to see what type of comment did Jesus give regarding to the generation at that time.
在当时候耶稣讲要讲对于那个世代的评论的时候发生了一些事情。
While Jesus was giving a comment about the generation at that time, there was something happened.
是在第11章20到24节。
It happened in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11 from verse 20 to 24.
好，请 in English 就好了。好，来。
So, I'm going to read in English. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you,Bethsaida, if the miracles that were performed in you have been performed in Tyre and Sidon. They would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the sky? No, you will go down to the depth. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, you would have remained to this day. But I tell you that that will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
所以耶稣在等一下要对于这个世代评论之前，他有个背景的。
And therefore, before Jesus gave a comment regarding the generation at the time, there was a background.
因为他行了很多神迹，那个时候的人居然忽视他所行的神迹。
That is, Jesus performed several miracles, but people ignore what Jesus has done.
那么在接下来的一段圣经里面，他又 perform 了一个神迹。
And following Jesus continued to perform several miracles.
他用神迹呢医好了一个又聋又哑的一个小孩，因为他把他身上的鬼赶出去。
And Jesus cast out demon from a blind and deaf child.
所以那个时候的人呢，反过来说，他是靠着别西卜赶鬼，就是靠着阴间的势力去赶鬼。
And people turned around, accused Jesus, saying that he was performing miracle by the power of evil spirit.
所以那个时代的人，他做的神迹，一方面去忽视，一方面去污蔑。
So generation at the time, they will accuse, they will first ignore the miracles, and then they will turn around and accuse and misinterpret what Jesus has done.
所以他现在在马太福音第十二章三十八到四十五节这里说。
And therefore, Jesus continued on in Matthew chapter 12:38-45.
在这边就发生这样的事情。
And then this, something happened here.
好，请 George 来念。
Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it.
在这里呢，耶稣就行了神迹以后呢，这个时候呢，当时候的宗教领袖呢，就文士跟法利赛人就来 challenge 他。
So after Jesus performed the miracle, he was challenged by the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
他说：“你现在再做一个神迹给我们看吧。”
And they challenged him, say, "Why don't you show us another miracle?"
哦，就在这样子的一种时代背景的时候，耶稣就责备他们。
In such setting, Jesus turn around and reproach them.
他说这个世代是邪恶淫乱的世代。
And he said this generation is the generation of evil and adulterous generation.
他说这个 generation 是怎么样的一个 generation? 他说古代的 generation 会在未来的审判的日子会审判今天的 generation.
He said the ancient generation, they will take a chance in the future to judge the current generation.
因为那古代的人会说，你们这个时代如果在你们身上发生这么多神迹，我们那边早就悔改了。
Because the ancient generation will say, if the same miracle happened to us, we will repent long ago.
哎，很奇怪，有一天我们大家会大团圆哦。
Believe it or not, one day we will all come together.
因为在那个审判的日子，那古代的人会跑来跟我们这个时代说：“你们这个时代的人怎么会这个样子啊？”
Because on that judgment day, the ancient generation will be with us together, and they will turn to us and say, how could you do this in your generation?
如果上帝在这你们这个时代做这么多事，只要做一点点在我们那个 generation, 我们早就悔改了。
If God has already done this to you, just a fraction of what God has done to this generation, if it had done back then, we will repent already.
然后耶稣接着又说了。
Then Jesus continued on.
乌鬼等啊。乌鬼离了人生。When
an evil spirit comes out of a man, he goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When he arrives, he finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself.And they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation.
耶稣用赶鬼的这个事工里面发生的真实的事情，同时也告诉我们任何一个 generation 都会像这样。
Jesus using what happened to a true miracle he has done to reflect to us what will truly happen to this generation.
Specifically, it's about deliverance ministry. 就是赶鬼的时候，如果你只是在暂时在这个人身上把那个 evil force 赶出去以后，但是这个人没有真正的好好信主，没有把 word of God 放在里面，没有上帝在他里面，没有参加好好的body life 的话，这一个出去的 evil spirit 他会另外带七个比他更 powerful 的回来进入这个 motel 大大的来住下去。
What Jesus was saying, he would like to use the miracle that when he cast out a demon, and the demon, when the demon went out, and the person didn't truly repent and taking the word and live out the word of God, then this evil spirit will find out this motel has been clean. He will bring more evil spirit coming to occupy this motel and enjoy this motel.
我们常常以为我们这个时代比以前的古代都是更加的 modernized, civilized.
We all think we are more civilized and modernized than the generations before us.
我们以为把这个环境弄得比以前卫生，然后我们就是比较健康。
We all think we have keeping more sanitized and more clean than the generations before.
我们以为把它杀菌了以后，我们就在真正的就各个的生活的条件就比以前更好。
We thought we can use all different type of chemical to clean our environment. Our living condition will be better than before.
以为我们现在有科技，以为我们有教育，以为有知识，我们就会比以前更加的 advanced.
We thought we are more advanced than before through our technology, through our generation, our education.
哪想得到我们杀了细菌以后就来了 virus?
The little did we know, once we kill germ, it comes a virus.
我们想不到我们那个 kill 的这个 virus 以后来了 AIDS.
We didn't know once we kill some virus, it came along AIDS.
现在奇怪的怪病比以前更多了。
And now we encounter so many unnamed and unknown diseases.
以为我们有了科技教育知识，结果没有上帝比以前更糟糕。
We thought we can have education, we have a technology and knowledge, we are better, and now we don't have God, and we are turning into a worse condition than before.
因此我们有了 Wall Street, 但是却来了这个 economic disaster.
Though we thought we have Wall Street, it brought along a financial catastrophe.
我们以为有了 Internet, 但是想不到网络犯罪比以前更加的快速。
We thought we can enjoy Internet, however, Internet brought forth much more crime than before.
因为我们人可以用科技教育知识犯更邪恶的罪。
Because human can use education and technology to do evil things much more than before.
所以古代的人会说你们这个时代比我们以前邪恶七倍都有。
And the generation before will come to and judge us that saying this generation is much worse than previous generation more than 7 times.
我们却以为我们比以前还 advanced.
And we thought to ourselves, we are proud that we are more advanced than before.
现在的总统会说支持同性婚姻。
And now we have a president who support homosexual marriage.
那你知道下一任总统会是怎么样呢？
Then can you imagine the president to come?
我告诉你是 unpredictable.
I can tell you it is unpredictable.
接着马太福音继续耶稣的事迹继续发生在马太福音第16章1到4节。
Then we continue to see the account that's unfolding before us in the book of Matthew chapter 16.
又来人来 challenge 耶稣了。
Then more people come and they start to challenge Jesus.
这次换了两个 group, 他们是 combined team 来 challenge 耶稣。
And now this comes to two different groups, they join force together to challenge Jesus.
好请马太福音16章1到4节
The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and test him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, When evening comes, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning today, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky.But you cannot interpret the sign of the time. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Jesus then left them and went away.
这个时候耶稣面对两种的 religious 的 leaders.
And now Jesus is facing two groups.Of religious leaders.
法利赛人是律法主义是传统遗传为他们的信念的。
Now, a group is Pharisees. They represent the one who abide to the traditional law.
那撒都该人是理性主义的。
And Sadducees is a group who follows their rational thinking.
耶稣做的所有事情他一概他不愿意接受。
So whatever Jesus has done, they couldn't accept.
他说我现在 challenge 你。
And they will continue to challenge Jesus.
你做了那个在地上的神迹还不够，我现在要你从天上再 show me.
And they say to Jesus, whatever you have done on this earth, it's not enough. Now I want to see some miraculous sign you can show us from the heaven.
这下你做不出来了吧。
And now you come to your wit's end, is it?
耶稣就跟他说你们这个邪恶淫乱的世代。
Then Jesus say, a wicked and adulterous generation.
我所要给你们的最后一个就是从死里复活的神迹。
I'm going to give you the very last sign, that is a sign that a dead person will resurrect from the dead.
所以耶稣不愿意在他们的面前来行神迹给他们看。
And therefore, Jesus no longer would like to perform miracles before them.
所以他就这边讲邪恶淫乱的时代。
And therefore, Jesus say, this is a wicked and adulterous generation.
所以他一直重复这样的 term 来形容这个时代。
So Jesus continuously using the term a wicked and adulterous generation to describe that generation.
好，这边的事件继续走，从16章现在马上走到第17章，耶稣又碰见一件事情。
So as the story unfolds from Matthew chapter 16, now goes to chapter 17.
17章，因为耶稣登山变相下山的时候。
And as Jesus transfigured himself on the mountain, and now he got down to the mountain.
因为他有八天，六天到八天的时候，带了彼得、雅各、约翰上了高山，登山变相下山的时候，哇，他的门徒都在等他。
So as he took Peter, John, and his disciple James to the mountaintop, and he transfigured there, he used about 6 to 7 days there. And now once he came down to heaven, from mountain, he realized all his disciples were gathered together, they were trying to find Jesus.
因为他们报告师父。
And because they want to report what had happened to their teacher.
哎呀，你怎么到现在才下山？
Teacher, how come you came down to mountaintop so late?
因为我们现在遇见一个 deliverance 的 case, 我们那个鬼啊赶不出去啊。
Because we are encountering a very tough case of casting out demon.
那耶稣就说什么呢？
Then Jesus replied.
他耶稣没有说啊 徒弟们。
Now Jesus say, "Oh,
弟兄们
relax, students."
现在师父来出手给你看。
Now the great master will come and show you.
因为有几个 lesson 我还没有告诉你们呢。
Because there are a few lessons that you haven't learned.
但是耶稣确实这样说。
And however, Jesus didn't say that, but Jesus said and replied.
17节。
Verse 17. Oh, unbelieving and perverted generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me.
原来啊，这是上帝说，他说他对这一个 generation, 他现在面对的 generation 是 believers.
Because,Now we realize what the generation Jesus was facing is a generation of believers.
他所面对的这个 community 就是他们有事情把有困难带到教会来，教会却没有能力处理。耶稣居然在这里这样说。
Now this is a generation of believers. When believers encounter tough problems, they brought the problem to church and church.Couldn't solve the problem. Now, this is the reply from Jesus.
他说你们这个不信又悖谬的世代。
Oddly, Jesus replied, Oh, unbelieving and perverted generation.
他说我要忍耐你们到多久？
How long shall I stay with you?
他讲的是一个失去信心的信徒们。
And now he was saying to those believers who are losing their faith.
或者信心不够的门徒们。
Who are saying to the disciples who have little faith.
他对他教会对他的门徒没有能力去处理问题，他觉得他已经 impatient.
It shows how impatient Jesus was when his church couldn't show the authority and the power.
他觉得你们应该本来根本就有能力去 deal with 这些问题。
Because Jesus is implying that you ought to be able to deal with the problem you're seeing.
我在两个月前在中国的东北。
About 2 months ago, I was in the northeast part of China.
我到了一个牧师的家里面。
I went into a pastor's house.
那他的这个系统呢，他带领的系统呢，在几个省，一共他们的会众呢，大概有十几万人。
And the system he was governing, the church system he was governing was about a few hundred thousand.
那我就问起他说，那他们家里的状况怎么样？
Then I say to him, how about the condition of your family?
因为想他大概是好几代是基督徒。
And I imagine he has been Christian for generations.
他说不是啦。
He said, oh no, I wasn't.
但我全职奉献的时候，他说我几个哥哥啊都很气他，因为他原来赚很多钱，因为他后来知道他不就是后来信了主以后全职奉献以后，他的家人都觉得他简直是把这么好的经济条件居然放弃了，所以他家人都对他不谅解。
And actually, he said there was a family feud going on because all the brothers was angry at him since he was a capable man making a lot of money in the secular world. Now he gave up his secular job and become a full-time pastor. And now none of the family member understand why he was doing this.
那还好呢，他妈妈出来为他 defend.
And however, his mother came forward and defend for him.
我说哦，那一定是你妈妈是基督徒，然后带你们信主嘛。
And then I say, oh, that must be because of a mother who led you to accept the Lord, isn't it?
他说不是啦。
And I say, no, that's not the case.
今天不是母亲节，请问你们都有妈妈吧，对不对？
I believe it though, today is not Mother's Day, but we all have mother, aren't we?
有人问你说你妈妈是做什么的时候，你要怎么回答？
When people ask you what do your mother do, how would you answer?
跟你旁边讲你妈妈是做什么的，跟旁边讲。
Why don't we ask each other what does your mother do? Ask one another what does your mother do?
You know, housewife, a teacher, you know?
Maybe a housewife, a teacher?
Yeah. 我告诉你，他跟我讲他妈妈是干嘛的。
Can you imagine this person when I ask him what does his mother do and this is his answer?
他说我妈妈是他以前的是个巫婆。
He said, oh, my mom was a witch before.
What?
And I said, what?
说对啊，我妈妈是通灵的，那边的附近人有什么怪事，大家都要找他妈妈的。
I said, true, my mother was a witch. He can communicate with the spirit. Wherever there is anything weird going on in the village, people will come to see her.
我说你们这边的人还信这个啊。
He said, well, even nowadays you believe in witchcraft?
我说那他说哦，他说我们60%人都信这个。
He said, oh, 60% of our population here believe in witchcraft.
那我说那你妈妈怎么后来会信主了呢？
And then I asked, then for any reason now your mom became a Christian?
他说我妈妈因为那个邪灵跟他说绝对不可以来我家，因为他们是信主，那个 evil spirit 告诉他绝对不可以跑到他们家来听信福音。
Mother told him that the evil spirit in her mom already warned her, do not step into your son's house, for he is a believer. And you cannot go and accept, hear any gospel.
那什么时候开始有 turning point 呢?
And then when is the turning point?
就是他妈妈的弟弟，也就是他的 uncle 死 pass away 的时候。
And it is the time when his mother's brother, that is his uncle, passed away.
所以他看到他 uncle 是一个基督徒，他 pass away 的时候是非常安详，一个 smile 的过去。
And when they witnessed how the brother passed away with a very, very gentle and, enjoy and, calm, solemn face, they realized he is something different.
所以他妈妈
Who is a Christian?
他妈妈觉得非常惊讶，因为他妈妈所看过的这些被邪灵恶鬼这种，他们要死的时候都带着一个凝重跟恐惧。
Now his mother feels this is so different for all other people who believe in the evil spirit. They were dying with a tense facial expression.
所以终于有一天，他妈妈他们半哄半骗的把他妈妈劝到他家里来了。
So one day, somehow they lure the mother to his house.
然后他们跟他讲福音。
And then they start to preach gospel to the mother.
就在那个时候，突然之间。
And right at the moment,
他妈妈大哭接受主，哭了很
久。All of a sudden, his mother cried out loud and accept the Lord.
然后那个邪灵把他们把他妈妈身上的邪灵赶走。
And they cast out the evil spirit from his mother.
他妈妈信主以后。
After the mother accept the Lord.
他几个嫂嫂全部都信主了。
And all of his sister-in-laws accept the Lord.
我想他妈妈一定带他们信主了。
And I thought it must because of his mother who let all his daughter-in-law accept the Lord.
他说不是。
And he said, no, that's not the case.
因为这个的邪灵在我们在他在他这个 generation, 在好几个 generation 已经不知道有多少了代他一直传下来的。
Because the evil spirit has been dwelling in their family for generations.
但是这种的邪灵有一个特色。
And however, there is a special attribute of this special, evil spirit.
就是他只在他们这个家族的女人身上才附的。
That is that the evil spirit will live and dwell in the females in the household only.
所以他的嫂嫂很聪明啊。
So all the sister-in-laws, they were very smart.
因为他的 mother-in-law 如果信了主，这个邪灵跑出来以后，接下来就是他们啦。
Because they all realize if the mother-in-law accept the Lord, the evil spirit will left her, then the next hotel will go to will be on them.
所以他们也全所有他们家族的女的全部一赶快信了。
And all of the sudden, all the females in the family all of the sudden want to decide to accept the Lord.
所以在那边东北的教会有权柄赶鬼。
And therefore, there's an authority of casting out demons in the churches, in the northeast part of China.
好，我离开东北以后，我就到了北京。
So once I left a northeast part of China, I went to Beijing.
我在北京的 hotel 里面，我的同工跟我讲说，有一个他在网络上面认识一个女士，想要信主。
And the co-workers there told me they happened to know a lady from the internet who claimed she would like to accept the Lord.
我们从来没见过他，我的同工也没见过他的面，只知道他是个女企业家。
And none of us have seen her before. All we know, she is a female entrepreneur.
就她就带着她的丈夫一起来了。
So this lady brought along with her husband.
然后我们就跟她讲福音。
Then we start to talk about gospel with the lady.
然后他愿意信主。
And the lady is willing to accept the Lord.
我问她先生，女愿不愿意信主。
Then I ask the husband, would you like to accept the Lord?
No, 现在先不要。
And he said, oh no, this is not a good time.
先看看我太太信主，她信主有没有。
I would like to observe what will happen to my wife first.
那我问他什么意思啊?
And then I say to him, what do you mean?
他说因为我太太脾气很坏。
Because my wife, she has a short temper.
如果她变好的话呢, 我可以开始consider.
If I can see any change in her, then maybe I consider.
我说好吧, 那你日后再来观察一下吧。
Then I say, alright, then we can wait until other days.
好，我们就在小小的hotel room里来一整套的package。
So we start to give them four packages in our small hotel.
带这个姐妹信主。
First, we let the sister to accept the Lord.
接受主的祷告。
So we ask her to pray the prayer to accept the Lord.
认罪悔改。
To repent.
接着马上赶鬼。
Then immediately we start to do the delivering ministry on her.
因为不是我们要的, 是她那个邪灵显出来了。
We didn't ask for it. However, the evil spirit start to manifest from her and ask for it.
我在中间有个 break time, 上个厕所回来, 我太太跟另外一个同工为她祷告, 那个姐妹已经趴在地上了。
While I was taking a break, I went to bathroom, and during the break, when my wife and the other co-worker prayed for her, and all of a sudden she fell prostrate on the floor.
然后我们就开始把邪灵从她身上赶走。
Then we start to cast out the demon from her body.
她的那个 non-Christian 的 husband 是瞪大了眼睛看, 他说, 我从来没见过这个事情。
Then her husband opened his eyes wide open and said, I have never seen this before.
他说, 这是我太太, 但是我从来没见过这样的事情。
Even though she's my wife, I have never seen her like this before.
我说你好好想一想吧。
And then I say, now's the time, you better consider.
一个月以后, 我们回到美国以后一个月。
After a month, I came back to the States.
他们打电话来。 中间的人打电话告诉我们,
one of the person called to me.
说这一个姐妹怀孕了。
They say, this sister, now she's pregnant.
所以他们很高兴, 这个算算日期就是在我们deliver她之后, 到过了多久, 反正就是她, 他们开始有一个, 他们所期盼的怀孕,
And now if we calculate the time, that was right after she was delivered from the evil spirit, and now she was conceived, and which they have been expecting to, hoping to have a baby for quite some time.
好，我们后来去了内蒙，然后我到了上海。
Then I went to Mongolia, then I went to Shanghai.
在上海我参加一个教会聚会，然后有个姐妹上去分享。
I was attending a church in Shanghai, and one of the sisters came to the stage and started to share.
这个姐妹是分享她在耶路撒冷的访问，然后很大的收获来跟大家分享。
The sister was sharing a very fruitful trip she paid to Jerusalem and what had happened there.
然后在吃中饭的时候，她的牧师就跟我闲聊。
And during the lunchtime, her pastor started to have a chat with me.
他就说，哎，你觉得那个我们那个姐妹今天分享信息的姐妹怎么样？
And the pastor said to me, what do you think about the sister who gave a sharing during the service?
哎，我觉得很好。我说这个她信息很好啊。
And I said, wow, the message was great. She was great.
好，然后这个牧师跟我分享这个姐妹的故事。
Then the pastor started to share what happened to the sister.
他说我十几年前就带她信主，这个前面的十年她怎么样都不信。
He said, more than a decade ago, I have led her to accept the Lord. Even before then, for many years, she refused to accept.
一直等到四年以前。
Only until 4 years ago.
我说四年以前发生什么事？
Then I said, what had happened 4 years ago?
他说四年以前有另外一个姐妹发生一件事情，造成这个姐妹信主。
He said, it's only because something happened to another sister which influenced her to accept the Lord.
因为他说教会去帮助了另外一个姐妹，以至于这个姐妹信主了。
It's only because the church helped the other sister, and then in turn this girl accept the Lord.
请问在美国 domestic violence 这个你们应该了解吧？
And now if I say domestic violence, and you guys all understand the term, right?
Right. 对不对? 什么意思啊? 家暴是什么意思啊?
What's the meaning of domestic violence?
Oh, come on. 你们 IBM 是住在 island 里面。
Are you living an island? We have no idea what is domestic violence.
是什么?
What is it?
你们都很幸福，你们家都非常和谐，也不吵架，也没发生任何事情。
I believe you guys all live in a very harmonious family, and therefore you have no knowledge what is domestic violence.
我跟你讲，这一家的 domestic violence 是老婆打丈夫。
I can tell you the domestic violence happened to this family is that wife start beating up the husband.
有的时候还拿刀子。
Even to a point that the wife used knife tried to cut the husband.
但是 church take authority.
And however, the church took the authority.
Cast out demons.
And casting out demons there.
然后这个姐妹开始悔改。
And then the sister start to repent.
回到家以后成为一个为老公煮晚饭的太太。
And turning around become a wife who is willing to cook dinner for the husband.
你说 cook dinner, what's a big deal?
And maybe you say, what's a big deal of cooking dinner for husband?
我在他们家不会发生的。
And this is a miracle in the family.
但是因为这一个事情发生，另外一个姐妹十年都不信主，她知道了以后她信主。
And however, because the turning around of the family here, which caused this sister who refused to accept gospel for more than 10 years, now she is willing to accept the Lord.
所以耶稣在期盼的是教会以及信徒要有能力还有信心来把邪恶的势力赶出去。
And therefore, it is Jesus' expectation that his church, his people will claim the authority, have ability to cast out demons to be a testimony for his name.
是这个世代的教会在地上应该有的权柄跟见证。
And this is the authority of the church of this age should have.
然后接着是保罗在讲的以弗所书第五章十三到十七节，他讲到这个世代是什么样的世代。
Then Paul saying something in his book regarding to this generation.
好，请读。
Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure.Children of God without fault in a crooked and deprived generation in which you shine like star in the universe as you hold out the word of life in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run a labor for nothing.
以弗所书第五章十三到十七节。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
他说这个时代啊，我们有很好的机会，因为这个现今的世代邪恶啊。
Paul is saying, we do have a golden opportunity because the days are evil.
因为这个地上现在的人呢，叫信徒呢，不要像愚昧人。
Because the believers of this day should not be unwise.
这个讲的不是我们的 IQ.
This is not talking about our intelligence.
IQ 我想住在 Poughkeepsie 的人都不会有问题。
I believe you, the residents of Poughkeepsie, you all have certain IQ.
但是他这边讲的愚昧人是因为根本不知道他的 life purpose 是什么的人。
However, when Paul talk about unwise are referring to those who have no idea about the purpose of their life.
糊涂人是根本不知道上帝对他自己这个旨意，而且他把握行在上帝的旨意中间的是糊涂人。
For those who are unwise have no idea what's the purpose that God has bestowed and given them to live on this earth.
如果以这个做 criteria 的时候，你可以说，可能在这边 95% 在 Poughkeepsie 的人，绝大部分都是愚昧人、糊涂人。
If we use this as criteria, we can look around and find out maybe 95% of this population are considered unwise and foolish.
所以他在这里说现今的世代是 crooked and the depraved generation.
And therefore Paul continue on saying this generation is a crooked and deprived generation.
是无耻的而且背叛上帝的堕落的。
Because this is a fallen generation.
你想
看 rebel against God.
现在的 mainline church 有那个教会，它整个的宗派是接受 同性恋传道人的，居然有这种宗派。
And now we even find out a denomination in mainland China who accept homosexual as part of the church belief.
现在的 textbook 在 California 的 textbook， 可能纽约啊，在啊这个 Massachusetts 那个 textbook 小学生读的那个面，就要让他接受这个所谓的 partner。没有什么叫做父母亲的，这样的一个 family 算是正常的 family。
And now in the textbook for children, no matter if it's California or Massachusetts, they all read about story regarding their parents or guardian as partners, and there's no such thing as father or mother anymore.
我在5月19号的时候参加了一个大学的毕业典礼。
I attend a college graduation May 19th.
我希望我们今天的年轻人要把这件事情听进去。
I want all the young people here, please remember this verse in your heart.
我要让我们的 parents 知道我们现在把我们的小孩送到哪里去。
I want all the parents to realize where are we sending our children to.
那是一个很大的大学，那天的参加毕业典礼的师生再加上家长什么，大概可能有将近10,000人。
And this is a very big university. The people who are attending the graduation was about 10,000 people there.
因为我的一个门徒啊，他毕业，所以他希望我参加他的毕业典礼。
Because one of my students is graduating, and therefore he invited me to participate his graduation.
那个毕业典礼请了一个 honor guest speaker 是这个他们的 keynote speaker.
And they invite their honorable guest as keynote speaker.
这个 keynote speaker 呢是美国内政部的人事处处长。
And he is considered as the head of human resource in the state.
所以他在那边就讲了他的 keynote 这个 lecture.
And therefore he delivered his lecture there.
他就讲什么呢?
And what was he talking about?
他也讲了这个 generation.
He also talked about this generation.
他说这个 generation 呢，大家是越来越宽容了。
And he said, this is a generation are more kind, more tolerant.
说他的爸爸以前不接受他的 partner.
And he said, he talked about his father didn't accept his partner before.
后来他爸爸也开始接受他的 partner.
And now his father start accepting his partner.
因为他是一个同性恋的人。
Because he himself is a homosexual.
他居然利用那个机会来 communicate 他的这个 sexual 的 orientation.
And he took the stage using that as an opportunity to deliver about his sexuality message to the students.
然后在这个过程中还有人拍手。
And throughout the lecture, people clapping their hands.
然后到最后结束的时候
And towards the end of the speech
他讲了一句话
And he delivered a word
God bless America
He said God bless America
我听了我简直是我非常的生气
It's truly unbearable to me
我如果今天不是牧师
He said even if today I'm not a pastor
或者我没有那么多concern的话
If I don't have so much concern,
我应该脱了鞋子，或丢他，或拿番茄打他才对。
And maybe I should take off my shoes and throw at him, or threw tomato at him.
但是最可怕的事情。
And however, the most terrifying thing is,
现场10,000人，没有一个人敢做出任何抗议的表达。
The 10,000 people there, not a single soul dare to stand up.And complain about the speech.
这个才是这个国家堕落的可怕。
And this is the deprived and falling generation of this nation.
我是想跟他讲。
And I want to tell the person.
God bless America.
If God bless America.
不是 God bless, you said God bless America.
You say God bless America.
我说 why?
I will challenge you to say why.
我告诉你跟 God 非常生气。
I can say God is up to his wrath.
我们这个国家一方面对抗上帝，一方面要讲 God bless America.
On one hand, this nation rebel against God. On the other hand, we ask God to bless the nation.
所以我们现在要第一个，今天的 first part 要跟大家说，分辨这个时代。
And therefore, I want to show everyone that first
no, 分辨 discern 这个 No, the first point.
Okay. First, that we need to have ability to interpret the generation.
这有一个 slide 是更前面的、okay. 是分辨世代 point number one.
Okay.
Okay, 这个、yeah. 要了解，所以我现在要跟大家 encourage 我们必须要有个 understanding, 是 biblical perspective.
And therefore, I would like to encourage you all that we must first have a biblical understanding and perspective.
因为这个世代圣经上面说这叫做邪恶。
Because according to scripture saying this generation is a generation of evil.
这个 evil 的意思就是对人家有害的。
That evil means that there, we are doing something harmful for human.
我刚刚搬家搬了到了新的一个地方邻居我刚刚搬了家大概搬了半年但是我这过几个月我就要全家都要到亚洲去宣教。
I just moved to a new location for half a year, for my family, but soon I need to go to Asia for a mission trip.
我们不敢告诉我的邻居说我们全家会有40天不在。
I don't dare to tell my neighbor that I will be away from my house for more than 40 days.
因为我看他们说不定他们有点坏搞不好我们不在的时候他搞不好会知道了以后会 do evil to me.
Because I'm afraid once they know I will be absent for more than 40 days, they might start to plot something evil against me.
因为这个世代已经不再像过去三四十年前这美好的美国会乐于助人，你可以相信人的。
Because this generation is no longer like the generation 30, 40 years ago in the state who are willing to help one another.
然后这上面讲的是邪恶的世代。
And keep on continuing saying this is an evil generation, wicked generation.
是对上帝不忠的。
And this is a rebellious against God generation.
并且是性泛滥的。
And now this is a sexual promiscuity generation.
这个世代是被定罪的。
And this generation is to be judged.
因为排斥上帝在这个时代的工作，忽视上帝在这个时代的神迹。
Because people ignore the miracles happening in this generation and they accuse the work of God in this generation.
教会跟信徒对于上帝是不足够信心，失去信心，没有办法，没有能力赶鬼的。
And church and the believer, they lack of faith to deliver an evil spirit for God to stand up for God's name.
这个世代是悖谬的世代，因为弯曲、变态、无耻、堕落。
Because this generation is a perverted generation, they accept things even though they are shameless.
但是在这样的世代，我们应当做什么呢？
Then what should we do in this generation?
再看刚才那个以弗所书第五章十三到十七节。
So if we return back to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17.Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
所以这边要告诉我们不是我们的 intelligence, 而是要有上帝给我们的智慧。
And therefore, it is not telling us that we should increase our intelligence, but rather the wisdom from God.
是要爱惜时间用智慧跟外人相处。
That tell us how to use our time, taking every opportunity to know how to have a good conduct with other people.
用和气的态度跟人家传扬福音。
To use a harmonious way to reach outreach to others about gospel.
因为更重要的是我们每一个个人要知道上帝对你的旨意对你我的呼召。
Because we ought to know to be clear the calling that God had for us to you.
还有对于我们的命定跟使命。
And also our destination and calling for our life.
所以我们的年轻人不要像愚昧人不要做糊涂人。
And therefore our youngsters, please do not be like unwise or foolish person.
不知道上帝的对你我的旨意是什么。
Let us not be foolish about the purpose that God has in store for us.
所以我们的中年人一样，你必须要知道上帝对你的呼召、对你的旨意是什么。
To our middle-aged people, we ought to know the purpose and the will of God God has set for us as well.
如果我们中间的长辈们，你也要知道你还剩下多少的光阴，你应该怎么样预备自己面对上帝。
To the elderly, let us prepare our time that how should we live this life so we can see our Creator.
那我们来看一下腓立比书第二章十四到十六节。
Then we continue on to Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16. Do everything without complaining or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and deprived generation, in which you shine like star in the universe as you hold out the word of life in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run labor for nothing.
说我们在这个时代的基督徒应当做什么呢
？And therefore, the Christians of this generation, what should we do?
很简单
，It is easy and simple.
不要常常抱怨
，Don't complain.
不要彼此常常 argue.
Let us not argue all the time.
常常我们的事情并不是为了真理在争执
，And many times we argue not for something, for absolute truth.
正面的方面要我们无可指摘，就是基督徒都让人家可以看见无可指责的地。
In a positive way, we should live a blameless and pure life, so people have nothing to accuse us.
这个诚实无伪就是三个纯。
So, and therefore, be honest and pure.
就是纯金。
That is pure, like a pure gold.
像纯酒。
And just pure as a pure wine.
其实就是纯正的意思。
That means pure without any blemish.
就是说我们的信仰纯正。
That is our belief is pure.
信仰纯的思想纯正。
We have a clear conscience.
我们的行为纯正。
That we have a pure integrity and behavior.
就是我们的年轻人，人家出去以后说是纯正的。
And therefore, as our youngsters step out, people see them and they say they have integrity. They are pure and upright.
我们的做生意的人，人家说这是纯正，人格纯正的。
When we step out of a church, they see how we do business. They will say they are upright person.
我们的弟兄姐妹在IBM, 人家说他是纯正的。
When we are working in IBM, people will say they are upright people.
我们的长辈们在所有的家乡的人家说他们是纯正的。
Our elderly will give us comment as we are upright children.
他说在这样子的黑暗的这个 generation, 这样的人啊端出来就像明光照耀。
Is Paul saying, this type of people, when they live out in this dark,Age, they will shine like stars.
在这里讲将生命的道表明出来。
You say they will live out a word of life.
这边讲的是什么？那个原文的意思是什么呢
？And what does it mean in the original manuscript?
就是在 banquet 里面很重要的时候。
That is when you are enjoying a banquet, it comes to a very important moment.
这个时候人家端出来那好酒的时候，那个动词就是这个字。
That is when they bring out the best wine in a banquet, and the verb that describes bringing out the best wine, that is the verb using here.
所以上帝要所有的信徒，他的儿女们能够被端出来。
And what God wants us to present is that we can be shown as good wine.
也就是说我们的年轻人我们的中年人我们的老年人上帝要使我们纯正然后端给这个所有的世代所有的附近的 society 让他们看。
That is our young people, middle-aged people, old people, when we show our life to live out and hold out our life to the generation, people will see we can shine like stars.
所以端出来的时候 people will say, wow!
So when people observe us and they will exclaim, wow.
所以今天要跟大家分享的第二个 part 就是最后的 part 就是为主发光。
And therefore the second part of my sermon is to shine for the Lord.
简单来说是内在人品的纯正。
The first is that we need to live out and fill with integrity.
是无可指摘诚实无伪。
So become blameless.
无瑕疵。
And there is no fault.
所以是讲的是内在的纯正。
And there is talking about the purity in you.
然后刚才讲到的没有抱怨，没有 argument.
And then we talk about no arguing, no complaining.
是在我们的 attitude 上面阳光的态度。
That is talking about our attitude. We should have a positive attitude as we live out.
因为这个时代的年轻人，如果我们端出一个不会常常跟父母亲 argue， 跟教会 argue， 跟同学吵架，常常有一种不满意的这种 attitude， 一种阳光态度的年轻人，现在市场上还不容易找呢。
Now it's very hard to find people, young people who does not complain against their parents, they against authority, against church. It's very hard to those, and most of young people are always discontent.
如果我们 的太太，我们的丈夫不是一种很不满足的，常常抱怨的话，人家会说，哇，这个端出来的这个夫妻是很阳光的。
And when people observe couples who seldomly complaining to each other, they will say, wow, they are shining like stars.
然后是确认上帝的旨意。
Then we need to affirm with God's will.
是能够很知道自己要干什么，为什么，因为跟上帝有关系的，他自己有一个conviction.
The person must have a strong conviction of knowing God's will on him or her.
我们这样的人在这个时代里面就可以端出生命之道。
Then if we are living like this, knowing God's will, we are making a statement to the world that we can live out the word of life.
我这样想 encourage 今天我们的年轻人。
And now I want to encourage all the young people here.
我们今天在这里的 career 的 men and women.
Or those who are in the career men or women.
是已经 career world. Retired brothers and sisters.
Or some of the retirees.
我们在这个时代其实是非常好的 opportunity.
And actually, we are living in age, which full of golden opportunity.
我现在请问大家，如果现在是 noontime,
let me ask you, if now is noontime,
然后我们每一个人呢点了一个蜡烛，
and now let us light up a candle,
然后走在这个阳光之下跟大家问好，
and then we start to greet each other with a candle in our hand.
你说有多大的 attraction?
And let me ask you, is there any attractiveness about this?
有多大的功能？
And how much effect will it bring out?
但是如果现在 Poughkeepsie 全美全纽约州全部都停电。
And now if the entire New York State is out of power,
全部这晚上全黑的。
And there is no light at all in the state of New York.
晚上只有主爱之家每一个人有一根蜡烛的话。
And now they only see the members of the House of Christ's love holding a candle.
就在这个地方。
And as people gathering in this place.
我告诉你，这个其他人都要因为你们的 light 被吸引。
I can tell you, people will be attracted by the light here.
所以我今天要跟大家分享什么？
So what I'm sharing with you is
世代明光
the light of the generation.
所以第一个是 discern this generation.
And now we need to have ability to discern and interpret.
And shine for the Lord.
And then we need to shine for the Lord.
我们看底下的这个。你说是什么？
Then let me ask you, who is he? Who is this?
我想 年轻人没有人不知道了，是吧？
And maybe I believe all the young people they know who this person.
年轻人可以告诉长辈们这是谁。
Maybe young people can tell the old elder people who is this person.
哦 ，Tebow 是不是
？Tebowing，
他就是在这个美式足球的场上，每次他是一个跑锋，非常有名的名将。他每次得分的时候跪下来祷告。
He is a very famous player. Each time when he got points, during his NFL game, he will bow down and pray and give thanks.
所以这个字现在已经变成了一个专有名词，就是跪下来祷告的这一个的姿势叫做 T-bowing.
And now, because his posture, it brings out a new term, a new vocabulary called T-bowing.
也就是说在那个时代，这一个 younger generation, 人家在看 football 的时候，他是如同明光照耀。
And now this generation, as people are watching football, now he can shine like a star, be a testimony.
因为他的父母亲曾经他在年幼的时候带他从美国到菲律宾做宣教士。
Because when he was young, his parents brought him along to Philippines to as a missionary family.
因此在他心里面 有一个信念，就是他一定要为主成为明光照耀。
And therefore, there is a deep root in his heart that he want to shine for the Lord.
当然，接下来你看的，你大概也知道。
Of course, the next picture, you know who this person is.
好，请看。我在台湾，在两个月前，我在台湾，在书报摊上面五六个杂志的封面。
When I was in Taiwan a few weeks ago, I found out all the, about 5 to 6 magazines, the cover page of 5 to 6 magazines.
就是林书豪 Jeremy Lin 就是他们的 cover figure.
And Jeremy Lin is the cover figure for most of the magazines.
因为这个林书豪在那里带出了一个特别的 NBA 在那样子的一种的环境里面怎么会有这样的人。
Because, Jeremy Lin become a very outstanding and strange person in the environment of NBA.
他们特别 highlight 他的态度。
And they highlight about his attitude especially.
他被人家 这个不 fair 的这个安排这么多次，他为什么有一个宽容的态度，他不会去回过头来有 bitterness 来做报复呢？
They wonder why, even though he has been unfairly treated and misplaced in so many circumstances, and yet, is there any reason they wonder why he continued to hold on a positive attitude?
为什么在打球的时候他会这么重视，那么乐意做有 teamwork 呢？
And why he valued teamwork so much while he was playing basketball?
为什么打赢的时候他说是教练的功劳跟他的 teammate 的功劳呢？
When they win the game, is there any reason he always give the glory to his coach, to his teammates?
为什么输了的时候他说是他自己没有打好呢？
And is there any reason whenever come the team came to lose, he always take up upon the responsibility and blame for himself.
其实就简单来说，怎么搞这 NBA 怎么会有这种人啊？
And actually, indeed, it's so strange that there's such a figure in NBA.
所以 New York Times 有一次他有一个社论。
And therefore, there is a commentator wrote an article in Times,New York Times.
他说为什么林书豪这么被大家突然之间这么注意呢？
It talk about why all of a sudden Jeremy Lin become the attention of the world.
他说篮球运动本来不是就是应该这样吗？
It's because he say, wasn't this basketball all about?
因为这个时代已经黑到一个程度的，有一点白的时候，大家觉得非常 surprise.
Because the world, the generation is so dark, and deep dark black, and now when there is something bright, they brought people surprise.
那么林书豪到底是什么样的，林书豪的态度到底是一个什么样的态度呢？
Then what is the attitude of Jeremy Lin?
请看 next slide. 他的 attitude 就叫做 Lin attitude.
His attitude has a term called Lin attitude.
这个的答案就在最后面了。Next slide.
The answer is here.
他整个的态度是 In Jesus' name, I play.